Welcome back to KSCJ Radio, 1360 AM, 94.9 FM in Sioux City, Iowa. I'm Brian Vakulskas, and this is Having Read That, conversations with authors about their books.
My guest is the New York Times bestselling author Ellen Hopkins, who is out with her brand new book. It is called Sync. S-Y-N-C, that type of sync. It is available everywhere, and it is a verse novel. And so before we get into the substance of the book, Ellen, can you describe for people who may not be familiar what a verse novel is?
Yeah, it's basically it's a mashup of prose and poetry. So it's shorter. It's not big, long paragraphs. It's like written in stanzas, like poetry, but it reads more like fiction. Because you know, there's dialogue, there's plot, hopefully, and so it reads like fiction, but it's a little bit easier to read for some people, I guess, and harder for some people actually that are used to reading bigger chunks.
Well, the thing I thought about when I was reading it, and I know we'll get into the substance in just a second, but when you write a verse novel, there's a certain beat to it, a certain rhythm to it. And so for editing a book, when you have to make edits in a book that's written as verse, is that a whole different challenge? Because if you change one thing, it seems like it changes a lot.
Exactly. Which is why I try to give it, like I edit really heavily as I go. So I actually only do one draft. So when it goes in, it's pretty close. But if my editor comes in and says, oh, you need to like do something here, I'm like, oh, no. It can be difficult to interject pieces in between what I've already got, for sure.
Well, this particular novel, the story, was really a heartbreaking one for me to read. I'm somewhat familiar with the foster care system here in Iowa, and this dealt with the foster care system. Twins, siblings, Storm and Lake. Can you introduce us to them and what they're both facing?
Right, so Storm and Lake are fraternal twins who raised in an abusive home for their first 9 or 10 years. And because of the abuse, because they're often like locked up together and whatever, they're very, very close. So that's how they develop their sync, which is their ability to almost read each other's thoughts, to speak for each other. And so when CPS comes in and pulls them out of that situation and places them in foster, it's okay at first, and their first placement or two are fine for them, but then they end up in one that separates them. So these two kids who have been very, very close their entire lives are now separated by the foster care system. And it follows them through a series of placements, separate placements, and how they try to find their way back to each other, basically, is the main part of the story.
The idea of foster care is one that I've read about in various forms, both fiction and nonfiction. I've never read about it in the context of twins who've been involved and separated in the foster care system. And so when you add that extra wrinkle in there, how does that affect the story?
It's the system. Okay, first of all, the system is both good and bad. There are very good people working in that system to try to help kids, and then there are people that are just there really to make a few extra bucks or whatever. And so the extra layer of losing somebody that close to you, and I've worked with foster kids and aged out foster kids quite a bit, and several of them that I've worked with did lose their siblings to the system. They weren't twins, but it was, you know, the same kind of situation. And when you lose track of somebody that you love and you've been together with your entire life, it's extra stressful, it's extra, you know, emotionally damaging, I guess.
Having them both the same age and their experiences are somewhat similar but somewhat different, when you try to suss out their characters in your mind before writing them on the page, what kind of things do you have to take into account that they haven't experienced the same things specifically, but in general they really have?
Right, so, most of my pre-write is in character building, so really trying to get to who they are, you know, how their background affected how they grow up. So, like for Storm, he tends to be more on the angry into the anger part, which is why he ends up in the juvenile justice system as well. With Lake, she's kind of focused on school. She's decided she's going to, regardless of her past, make something of herself. Do something special, go to school. And for her, there's even a poem that it talks about that school is the one thing that she can control. So she's very focused on doing that and on succeeding on that level. For Storm, he doesn't actually believe he can succeed because of the different things that he goes through. And so it takes till the end of the book before we can find him successful at something. And that's, you know, life-changing, of course.
One of the things that stuck with me, because a lot of the verses are titled in within the book here, is the foster care children. A lot of times they feel like property. They feel like luggage being transferred from one place to another. And the title that stuck with me within the book was Byron Comes to Collect Me. And that doesn't seem like a teenager in a nuclear family's way that nobody would say, hey, dad's coming to collect me. But in the foster care system, kids do seem to feel like luggage. They're just being transferred from one port to the next. And when you hit on that, how emotional is that for you as a writer to try to write these characters? Because they're not thinking like the children that a lot of us grew up with did.
Right. And because, you know, I was so close to them, it was fairly easy for me to get into their heads because I was in these other kids' heads, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. The book is very real. I mean, the stories, all the things that happened to the kids in the story happened to kids that I worked with. So there's a part where Lake and Parker are living in an abandoned car. One of the foster kids I worked with, actually, she and her mother lived in an abandoned car for 6 months. So, you know, these things actually happen, and I think it's also good to have an understanding that it's fiction, but it's very reality-based. And so, you know, my hope is that people will read this and then want to either work within the system or work toward helping people that are in the system, because they all need extra help. They really do.
There was another one in there that was about the day before a hearing, and I can't remember whose hearing it was. I think it was titled "The Day Before the Hearing," and the fact that kids, you know, they're upward teenager, but they're still kids, have to worry about a hearing to decide what's going to happen with them. Most kids' experience with the court system is television, and these kids get hardened to that. And how does that affect a child going forward? That's got to have its own trauma.
And what I've found is that those kids really have a hard time accepting the help that I want to, like, send their way, because they don't trust. You know, they don't grow learning to trust. And accepting help, they're always looking for the ulterior motive. And, you know, I mean, that can be good on one level, but on another level, it's hard for them to connect and find love and you know, live kind of a normal life when one is offered to them. And that is, it's sad, really, and you know, it's none of their fault. It's just what has happened, how where life sent them.
I'm chatting with Ellen Hopkins about her new novel, Sync. It is available everywhere, and it's SYNC. And Ellen, you talked about the lack of trust. Does that lack of trust that you see with children in the foster care system, does that extend through all levels, from foster siblings, from the foster parents, from attorneys, guardians ad litem, judges, all the way through?
Of course. And, you know, and the longer they're in the system and work with all these different people, then there is a, you know, a line of people through their lives. And so when one actually does, you know, want to be that special person for them, again, it's very hard for them to believe that person's there, which is part of the story as well. You know, both Lake and Storm actually find placements with foster parents that really do care about them, but they still want to close themselves off to it because they can't believe it's going to last or to be what they hope it is. So it's for them, it's hope is the word that I think that they miss in their lives, you know, very much.
And when you have...
Can be happy... Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, when you have kids that are Storm and Lake's age, we're talking 17 years old, I mean, they're going to age out of the system pretty darn quick here. And so after that, is when you have a child that age, is it hard to trust somebody thinking that we're going to be with them for a year, year and a half, and then boom, I'm out of here?
Right, for sure. And then, and as far as aging out, that's another whole set of problems, because, you know, like, it depends on the state, but they will give them a small stipend, you know, for as long as they kind of stay supervised, but it's not enough really to live on. And so these are kids that now need to go out and try to find jobs and find a way to communicate you know, within the wider world, and it's very difficult for them because they've been sort of closed off. You know, they live within these kind of confines, and so then to be exposed to the wider world, you know, they either are fearful of that or they go a little wild with it at first.
How much recidivism do you see in the foster care system where children who are in it all of a sudden have children and now their children are in the system? Would you see that a lot in your experience?
There's quite a bit of that, but, you know, not necessarily. So it doesn't have to happen that way. It's like what kind of, you know, guidelines and help can they find in the meantime, how they live their lives later? And so that's what the difference is. It's like if they can find that foster parent or counselors or whatever that can really help them and show them what they can become, that's super important for them. And, you know, I've worked with, like, counselors that help kids in the foster care system and make sure that they focus on their education and that they know that they can have a career in education and do those things. But if they don't find those kind of mentors, it's a lot more difficult.
The issues that are in the foster care system now, and you touch on several of them in the book, and there's several. We see it in the news all the time. Does it always boil down to money? Is there just a lack of funding for the foster care system, or is it a lot more complicated than that?
It is. It's money's part of it, but it's also finding the right people that can invest their time in kids that don't belong to them. And, you know, that's find those people, you have to really look hard to find the ones that really do care. And you can understand that. It's like we all have our own lives, we all have our own kids, we all have our own things we focus on, but the need for those people is just, it's astounding. And that's what it is. It's more a human need even than the funding need, I think.
Well, the book was a complete eye-opener for me. I mean, there was a lot of stuff I knew about, but it just raised so many more issues in my mind. The book is called Sync. It is by Ellen Hopkins. The book's available everywhere. She's a New York Times best-selling author. And if you haven't read anything that she has read, check the rest of it out. And a novel written in verse, don't shy away from it if you don't like how poetry is written, because it is a fascinating read. Ellen, I thank you so much for sharing the time with us today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
This has been Having Read That on KSCJ Radio. I'm Brian Vakalskas. Check out all of our episodes on our website, kscj.com, and subscribe to our iTunes podcast. Thanks to music historian Molly Jolly and segment producer John Weisler. We will be back next time. Oh,